A hashtag, which translates to 6,000 songs are taken down from KTV, has gone viral on Chinese social media, prompting many to worry that one of China's favorite recreational activities might suffer a major blow. The hashtag, which has gained over 360 million views at press time, came about after a notification was issued by China Audio Video Copyright Association, also known as CAVCA, in late December, urging KTV operators around the country to remove more than 6,600 music videos from their systems due to copyright issues. So, guys, first of all, let's get a little bit personal here. Are your go-to songs no longer available in KTV?
Well, among the listed songs are fan favorites such as 10 Years by Hong Kong singer Eason Chen, Bubble by fellow Hong Kong musician G.E.M., and Listen to the Ocean by A-May. By now, all of the songs listed should have been taken down in accordance with the notice, which gave KTV establishments in China until October 31st to finish the removal. If not, they shall bear legal consequences that may ensue.
Yeah, well, certainly A Mei or Zhang Hui Mei, she is from China's Taiwan region, yeah. And certainly a superstar. And I think she's actually from one of the Aboriginal ethnic groups in Taiwan. And yeah. Certainly we love her songs. And Listen to the Ocean. It just loses the gist in English. In Chinese, it's Ting Hai. The first line is... I should not sing right now because I always compose my own music and that would be an embarrassment for Ame. So basically, listen to the voice of the ocean, and it's about a heartbreak and those kind of things. And no longer do I get to sing that in KTV. I'm a little bummed out about that. Huangshan, what do you think about the songs and the fact that apparently no longer do you get to see the music videos of these songs as you're singing in KTVs?
I think it will be a big influence because have you noticed that whenever we go to the KTV, actually the songs we ordered are those old songs for us, maybe back to 10 years ago. So we are not very familiar with the new songs. So every time when I go to KTV, I just check my playlist and I can't sing them. I just listen to them. And all the songs I ordered are just like the Ting Hai or just like Eason Chen's 十年. So if all these music videos have been withdrawn from the system, what people will sing in the KTVs? And also we know now the KTV's business is not that great. It's already seeing a decline because not many young people want to go to KTVs as before. Now there are so many places you can go for the team building activities. You can go to escape rooms. You can go to some board game rooms. But you don't need actually go to KTV. I think earlier we talked about actually many senior citizens, they like to go to KTV for their entertainment.
Okay, wait a minute. So you see, I don't consider myself a senior citizen, but I love KTV, okay? And I don't go there for team building events. Sometimes I will go with... I'll sometimes go by myself, and I've done that many times because I just enjoy it. And I think it's because in the United States, it's just so different. Here in Asia, you have your own room, and of course, you have those music videos, and you really feel like a star in these rooms. And so it's an experience that you're paying for. And I'm actually a little outraged to hear that they're pulling songs off, but I kind of, and I'm worried that it's going to drift more towards the way it is, you know, the climate for karaoke in the United States, because in the US, it's, you know, a lot of these companies are struggling, mainly with foreign competitors. And, you know, the National Music Publishers Association, you know, made this aware of the issues at the 2012 Karaoke Summit. And according to a report by the U.S. Digital Music News, copyright law is what's crippling the U.S. karaoke companies. So when a foreign karaoke music company wants to release a new song based on any popular song, they have to go, you know, to a rights organization which administers karaoke rights in general and pay a fee, which is usually 10% of retail. So there's a long process of being able to play a song at a karaoke, which is why I would imagine when in the United States, so the experience is different. I'll paint a picture for you. You go into a bar and there's just a lot of people that you don't know sitting in the bar, and there's a stage, and then you go up there and there's a TV, and normally the video is this really old video, probably a video that has nothing to do with the song, and then you have the words that light up and you can sing it. And so it's just you're out, you're naked in front of a bunch of people singing, and you're, you know, most of the time people are drunk, so they could either cheer you or they could laugh at you. So it's just a completely different experience as opposed to here, where you get your own room and a lot of times the lyrics are there and you have the music video. So the fact that they're pulling it off, it's just, and you know, and I saw Phil Collins on that list too, and I, you know, I like Phil Collins, and I used to sing his songs in the KTV as well. But that's all going to be gone. What other songs are they going to pull off?
Mm. Actually, there's one latest clarification that we got from China Audio Video Copyright Association. That is, the music videos are going to be pulled off, but the song is still available. And here begs the question, would it be the same experience when you're singing to Baby One More Time by Britney Spears without seeing her? Was it in the schoolgirl dress and doing the routine dance with the backup dancers and getting out of a high school, I think.
Maybe you will see the pictures, like some models, some beauties from the 1980s and the giving some poses in the background, this kind of music videos, but with a Britney Spears song.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't work.
What a clash.
I think it changes the entire experience. You know, if I'm singing a Michael Jackson song, and then in the background you have someone just doing the ballerina dance or something that's completely not related. And I've had this experience with some of the old songs, because I'm old school, so I like to sing some Lionel Richie, and he's never on there. It's always some other, you know, person doing something completely different on a boat somewhere, and it's like it's not even matched, or it has nothing to do with the lyrics of the song. So I think it will completely change the experience, and I hope that it does. They don't pull these music videos from, you know, all of the songs. Otherwise, it's going to, I think, already cripple the industry even more.
That's interesting. And we're seeing that, yes, now it's 6,600 music videos that no longer do we get to, I guess, see the stars back in the day when they were performing in the music videos. But why do you think that the China Audio Video Copyright Association, also known as CAVCA, is doing this right now? And actually, this is an organization that when you look at what they do, they should probably be doing a lot, but you don't get that much attention from them. So what do you think?
I think they just want to protect the IPR rights. Because for a long time, I think China has been criticized for violating the, or have very low consciousness of protecting the IPR rights. But this action is saying like, oh, we are taking actions actually. And people are more aware of protecting IPR rights. And also we know now, because the violation of IPR rights, the music industry is not very prosperous in a country. So I think this is a good for the music industry, because since we all care about the IPR rights and people want to pay for the music and people want to buy the music videos, I think the singers, there will be more and more talented singers. They want to release music albums again, not just taking part in some really low quality TV shows. They will go back to the music industry. I think it's a good move. And also I think now Chinese people are willing to pay for the music videos. I think the reason why maybe some KTVs, they don't pay for the IPR rights, is because it's a huge competition in the KTV business, and they usually offer really good deals to attract more people go to the KTVs. So maybe they don't have money to pay for the IPR rights.
Interesting. We're looking at intellectual property rights, and that's certainly on the frontier of what China is trying to spearhead right now. That is protection of intellectual property. Therefore, we want the musicians, of course, the companies behind them, the studios, to get the fruition of their labor. Right. And that is being protected here. What are your thoughts, Tony?
You guys sound so optimistic about this, and I just feel like it's the beginning of the end. I worry that they're gonna pull all of my songs off of the off of the, you know, the KTV, because I realized that in the States there was a big court case, and I would imagine that this is why the CAVCA is pulling these songs off, is because of the, you know,
the music video,
just the music videos, probably lawsuits because of these, you know, these IP laws. And I know in the States there was a big lawsuit from ABKCO Music versus Stellar Records, and this was in 1996. And after this court case, that a lot of these, you know, karaoke companies have to secure a video synchronization license, a lyric report license, and a mechanical recording license in order to keep the song. So there's a lot of licenses that are going to come in the future, I believe, to be able to play some of these songs. And I think when you start somebody off, or you start people off with a good thing, you have the song, you have the videos, and then you pull those videos off, it's going to really hurt the industry. So I really think that in order for these companies to stay afloat, they're going to have to go through the proper litigation to keep these, you know, these music videos and keep the experience alive. But it's almost impossible to be able to hunt down each songwriter or their agent individually and secure a license under the contract. It's time consuming and it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. So I want to be more optimistic, but I just feel like, you know, when these laws start coming into play, and laws are a wonderful thing. As an artist, I can only imagine my work being displayed and used all over and without my consent. I mean, it would be a little unnerving. So I agree that there should be some laws to protect, you know, some of, you know, these artists' work. But at the same time, it's just on the customer's end. I can also understand how it could just be very frustrating to hear.
This is interesting. And also when we look at the CAVCA, as we did a little bit of digging to find out what exactly is this organization, it is affiliated to the Chinese government under the Bureau of Intellectual Property Protection. Mm. But itself is, the way it runs is it offers membership. So you need to sign up with them. And there's usually, I guess, a contract regarding how the money is being split, about royalties. And also this organization is representing the members when it comes to legal disputes or negotiations to sometimes the third party. And the third party here would be the KTV operators. And as we know, a lot of these KTV operators are small businesses. And to hunt them down to make sure that they're abiding every single legal clause, that can be a pretty time and cost consuming thing. But here, what's something that I still, regardless of what, you know, Tony, you said, I do agree with you, but I do believe that the protection of intellectual property is something that should be enhanced. And we're seeing that happening here in China, although I still think there's more of a journey that we need to go. But this awareness, and now I think Chinese people are actually going further than just having the awareness, but people are more willing, although it comes with a limit sometimes, to pay for these things. And I think it's important that this kind of concept is supported by more people and common consumers for the music industry to thrive one day. But there's also this really interesting point that, Tony, you brought up, and I wonder what you think you guys would say about this. That is protection, if done too tightly, going to impede popularity and spread of artworks?
Well, I think that if it's too strict, then it's a bit limited, and you know, where people can't really see your work unless they pay for it. And sometimes you have to give them, and I see this a lot on a lot of the app stores. Sometimes they will give you a product, or they'll allow you access. That way you can get familiar with it and know if it's something that you would like to invest your money in. And I think that there has to be this aspect of it where, users are able to go in and listen to a song or play a song and be able to decide, hey, you know what, I would like to invest more in this artist's music. So I think if it's too strict, where you have to pay for literally everything, then it's going to, well, I think as an artist, it's going to hurt your business. And a lot of people are not going to want to invest in your record or whatever it is you're putting out. And I think a lot of people, when it comes to music, a lot of CDs are sold, and let's face it, there's probably two songs on an entire album that is worth buying, and then all the rest of them are just songs, they're just filler tracks. So I think that if this is not done properly, this could probably eliminate the karaoke industry. So I think that this has to be done very carefully.
But I think regulations need to be strict. It's really necessary to be strict when something is in its initial stage, because now maybe it's just a test run and people are not quite familiar about how to protect the music videos rights, like in KTVs. And I don't think it's that strict, because imagine you go to the KTV. Are you going to watch the music videos, or are you just singing by yourself? So I don't think
you gotta have the music videos, though. It's not the same. You gotta see the artist.
But you don't necessarily to see the singer's face on the big screen, except you are a huge fan of the celebrity on a screen. But if just singing, you can just focus on your music and the lyrics. You don't need to watch
your artistry.
Faces.
But it's hard when the music has a certain magic to it. The lyrics take you somewhere, and if there's an image in the background that doesn't match, it takes from the experience. And I think everyone has had this similar experience when they go in and the song is about love, and then you see the background and you see
a ballerina,
animals walking around, or, and it's just, it doesn't match. And it's, I guess that could add to, it could add to the experience, but it's just, again, we didn't start off that way. A lot of us, had the music video, we had everything, and then now it's being taken away. And I think that that's really the issue here, is this change where you had the luxury before and now it's being rescinded. And it's difficult for me, at least for me, because I'm a huge KTV fan.
Well, certainly I believe that to some extent Chinese KTV goers or singers only in the KTV lounge possibly have been spoiled years. And I used to wonder when I was sitting in the KTV room with a bunch of friends, and then they're taking turns, and sometimes there are some people that are hogging the mic and wouldn't come down, but singing all these popular songs from the West and so many popular songs in the East from China. And I've always wondered, is anybody paying for the music videos or the studios that own this material? I've always wondered, but I decided not to bring it up, because in Chinese KTV lounges, so much is going on. Well, there's the socializing, and obviously people just want to have a good time there. And now I'm actually, sorry, Tony, quite glad in a way that we're seeing this issue being dealt with. But there's actually, I think, more to be thought about regarding this. Because now when you think about this, how pervasive music has become in our lives, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. When you go to a shopping mall, there's probably symphony music playing in the background, or sometimes popular songs. And when you leave the shopping mall, or you're asked to leave nicely when there's like a end of day music or a song, that in legal terms, the musician should probably receive a fee. But not always is it done. At least we see here in China that the efforts are beefing up in the protection of intellectual property. And, well, Roundtable, we might go to KTV one day and see if there are still some songs that Tony can enjoy. And of course, we'll keep on observing and talking, discussing all these new things that's happening here in China. You're listening to Roundtable.